This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. This is the DJV Experience, a radio program that fills your head with all sorts of great ideas. You can run home to mom from school and say, "Hey, did you hear this, mom?" Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are all here to assist in the conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. What is there, Victoria, that's on your mind as we get started in this hour?
Well, the Dalai Lama, who is, of course, the globe-trotting Tibetan spiritual leader, he will not be trotting the globe anymore. He is 82, and he is apparently exhausted and aging rapidly, and his spokesperson said that he will do no more traveling for the rest of the year. And apparently he does a few different things, like some ribbon-cutting ceremonies that last only a few hours. That would be fine. But the spokesperson said some of the engagements are for teaching, and they last up to 7 days, and he's not going to be doing that more and more. And so last year, he had public events in 8 foreign cities, 16 the year before that. So it is the 60th anniversary of the Dalai Lama living in exile in India, and that's actually coming up at the end of March. Will be the 60th anniversary.
Thanks to the Chinese taking over Tibet. That was the end of that because they don't believe in religion. The Dalai Lama is one of the most inspirational. It's not like there's just one, but the stories that come about this one, it sort of reminds me of the Pope, in a manner of speaking. And I was thinking, as you were talking about him being 82, how old is the Pope? Anybody know? His late 70s, isn't he? Somewhere in his mid to late 70s. I think he is. Yeah,
but he's 81.
Is the Pope 81? Wow.
I had no idea.
He's got lots of energy. He's at it.
Yeah.
And still, I was curbed a little bit when it came to him because of him officiating at the funeral service for Law. But he still has a great message. He still is doing, I think, a great job in trying to put people and things in the world in perspective in a good, strong leadership way. So, all right. Well, hold a good thought for the Dalai Lama. All right, Jen, what's cooking with you?
A little bit of celebrity news. This is sort of a sad story, actually, that's been trending this week on the cover also of People magazine this week is Chrissy Metz. She's a star on NBC series This Is Us. She said she suffered years of physical and emotional abuse at the hands of her stepfather when she was growing up. She said, "I don't remember why trigger hit me the first time." That's what she calls her stepfather. "He never punched my face, just my body. The thing that offended him so much. He shoved me, slapped me, punched my arm. He would hit me if he thought I looked at him wrong." She spoke to People for the April 2nd cover story, saying that she's tough, but that those things really do break your spirit over time. She's got a new book that's out. Then she's going on a book tour, I think, actually at the end of the month. She was begging to know what she did, and apparently he just shoved her hard and harder. There are some excerpts available on People.com, and she believes he beat her because she was overweight. She said food was her only happiness at that point, and I guess he used to joke about putting a lock on the refrigerator. He would force her to do weigh-ins. She would sneak food in the middle of the night and in the bathroom because during the day he wouldn't allow her to actually eat. He was trying to put her on this forced diet.
Where do these people come from? Where do people like this get their values, and how is it that they are so starkly focused
on themselves? Where was her mother to
protect
her?
Yeah. Yeah.
This was the stepfather. Where was the mother?
Doesn't say.
It's,
I don't know.
So sad. Oh, maybe she just allowed it to happen.
There's a new movie out called Thoroughbreds. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No.
If you haven't, you'll be interested. It's a story in itself about abuse and two girls who take it upon themselves to dispatch the stepfather of one of them. And it's really kind of an eerie movie. I had an hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon. after I'd seen my pal Miles, and I went to the movies, and I saw this, and I'd seen a trailer for it, and I couldn't make up my mind whether I thought it was something I'd be interested in or not, so I went to see it, and it was not, it's not a horror story, but it's very dark, and it sort of tells that same story, Jennifer, of an abusive stepfather, and what he does, and what the girls then, in fact, do to take care of him. But these stories, there are a lot of these stories.
We ask where the mother is. And so so many times, if it is a second marriage, a lot of times these women that get married, or they have their self-esteem just in shambles. And so they marry somebody and they don't want to say anything or put up a fight, even if they feel like that behavior from that person is wrong.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of those tough stories around. Speaking of tough stories, I find myself annoyed again with the state of things in Washington, the fact that Trump has turned to this beady-eyed boob, John Bolton, to be the new advisor, what is it, national security advisor. This guy was, I think, wasn't he the United Nations ambassador, and then he was in the Bush administration. He did a number of things. If you have any countenance to people and their background, maybe I should be a little less harsh. But he, in my mind, is responsible for lots of the boondoggles of the past, especially when it came to more recent Republican administrations. He's been around. You can see him on TV all over the place. There's nothing about him and his demeanor that gives me any confidence that he will do anything that's good. I know you have
totally
the opposite
disagree.
Point of me.
Well, why don't you like him? I mean, specifically.
I don't like his manner. I don't like his tone. I don't like his ideas. I just don't like him. I've never, the first time I saw him, I thought to myself, I'm looking at this. You know what it reminds me of? We've been talking a lot this week about children of alcohol fetal syndrome parents.
Oh, Doug, come on.
That's what he reminds me. I'm telling you, Jennifer, if you trust my instincts at all, you do sometimes and sometimes you don't. I'm telling you, there's something about this dude that really is
well,
bad.
Well, I've liked him. I think he did a great job in the Bush administration as the ambassador for our country to the UN. And John Bolton has replaced H.R. McMaster at the White House, in the cabinet as the national security advisor. He doesn't need a confirmation, so his job will start on April the 9th. And apparently there was some stuff going on behind the scenes. H.R. McMaster, and I didn't know this, was, I guess, looked at as is sort of the outcast in the circle of Rex Tillerson, James Mattis, and John Kelly, and they never really gave him the respect, which limited the ability of him to actually do his job. And John Bolton doesn't put up with that. He knows about the bureaucracy. He knows how to get things done, and he definitely will not be quiet about it. I think this is a hugely important move because Trump's going into a meeting with North Korea, and John Bolton is extremely well-versed on that. He lines up better with Trump as far as Iran goes because that's where Trump ran. Is tearing up the Iran deal, and he's more of a hawk on Russia, which is just a further indication to me that this administration, no matter what Trump says as the good cop, is tightening things up behind the scenes on Russia with sanctions, arming Ukraine. Now John Bolton is in, who's really a hawk on Russia. So I think this is just, it's only going to be good. I think the president and actually the country is going to be better served by him being in that position.
Okay. We're all entitled to our opinions, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. And we'll see who wins.
It's not about winning or losing. It's just about, in my case, it's gut instinct. Then and so, you know.
I wanted him to pick John really Bolton for Secretary of State. He was one of the candidates a year ago.
The thing that happens with all of these in terms of disagreement, what really the bottom line is here, we're all better off if the people in the important places do a good job and help to move the motion of the country forward. So if that happens and we're in a better place a year from now because of Bolton, I'll be the first person to acknowledge it. But there's nothing about him that I've seen in the past that brings me around to thinking that he's the best and the brightest when it comes to this sort of thing. And I don't know where the best is. He's also a kind of a political hack. I don't know. I want to stop before I just find him to be about as annoying and as out of place.
Well, I mean, a lot of people judge him because he isn't attractive. And, you know, I think that's really unfair.
No, I don't care for his approach to things. I don't care for his demeanor. There are a lot of things. He's been one of the few people, Jennifer, over the years that you've heard me be consistently negative about. And I just have that feeling about him. There are a lot of people who he sort of reminds me of a squirrely little mouse with a mustache or a squirrel. I don't know. It just I think I've made my point. So we can, yeah.
Yeah, once you throw alcohol fetal syndrome out, I think your point's been made.
Yeah. All right, let's make another point. 16,
Lord.
Past the hour. At Balance of Nature, they are formulating natural health products every day that will help your body feel healthy and help your body maintain balance physically and mentally. Because we all know when we are balancing our diet, the things we put in, what's the old expression? You are what you eat, and you are what you eat when it comes to veggies and fruits. And these people have the corner on the market, because what they've done in a very unique way is take 11 servings of ripened fruits, and they've cooked them, they've powdered them, and they put them into the capsule. And then there are another, I think there's about 18 or 19 different veggies that they put together in their vegetable capsule, so that you have the best of both worlds. Your mother has said, eat your fruits and veggies. Well, now you don't have to. You can say, no, Mom, I want my fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. I don't know how many sophisticated kids there are listening right now who say that sort of thing. But you can use these products to build up your immune system, which is what keeps us all cooking. It takes care of immune systems, take care of the inflammation in your body, and that's what causes disease and malfeasance in your body. Immune system enhancement by 700% using these fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature over the course of a month. So get on the program right away. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get the first month free and then other special discounts as well on their other products, like their fiber products, which are also fabulously good for keeping your body tuned up. Be healthy. Be wise. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to get all the value and enhancements of the product that this family has put together and done so well with. The value, that's what we're talking about. It's a value proposition. Fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. Use the promo code DJV.
Save up to 50% off on over 200 floors at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring like vinyl plank and Woodlook tile up to 50% off. All water resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from just 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance at your local store. Plus special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water. Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Water. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour here on the DJB show, Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I are just chuckling about what goes on this new show that Drew Barrymore stars in. But it's not so much the TV show that is what people are talking about today. She's been fat shamed by people because she's had a couple of children, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. She's got two kids. Yeah.
She had an encounter with some rude fan who took a shot at her, suggesting she looked like she was pregnant. So she told a story on that Late Late Show with James Corden to promote her new show, That Santa Clarita Diet, which basically has her eating people. So you're into
maybe she's into just gaining weight for the role, right?
Exactly. She said, let's face it, I hate it. I would much rather eat fettuccine Alfredo all day long, adding that she tends to gain some of the weight back when she's not working. She shared that one day recently when she was at a restaurant with a group of friends and their children, a woman mistakenly thought that she was pregnant. I've made that mistake, madam, on the air myself on occasion.
Best this just woman, not to ask unless you're sure.
No. Boy, did I stick my foot in my mouth that day. Remember
that
story?
You. Yeah, I think right. I do. Yeah, people do not like that question.
No. Well, it was badly placed for sure. Anyway, so we generally like Drew. I think she's done one of the most fantastic jobs of sort of recreating or reinventing herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a tough time as a child. Talk about the things that people do to in the name of authority, whatever it is. But she, oh, man.
But who are these people who just
who do you think
walk
you are?
Up to
yes.
a stranger?
Right.
And this woman was so awful to her and said, well, obviously you're expecting. And she was like, no, I'm just fat right now. That's actually what Drew said to her. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't know. I've seen this happen before. Men, it's not just men. Women also.
Women are even worse, I think.
Yeah. It's just, ugh.
And the way that she said that, well, you're obviously expecting, it wasn't being like, oh, congratulations, you're expecting,
right.
I'm so
well,
happy
what business
for you.
Is it? If, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
right. It's not anyone's business, but to go up and be like, you have so many kids, and you're obviously expecting, like, it was just a very judgmental thing to say.
Yep.
As a woman, like, no woman wants to hear that, especially from someone else, and it's just, people are so
all right.
rude.
26 past the hour, music news now, focus on LSD.
What?
Yes. LSD. Let's go tripping.
Family program. Come on.
Yes, I know. Lucinda Williams, the L, Steve Earle, the S, and Dwight Yoakam, the D, have teamed up for a tour. It's called Worth the Trip, the LSD Tour. Brings together all three of these on a North American trip. It starts on the 12th of June at the Singing Music Pavilion in Boston called the Blue Hills Bank. This is one of those summer venues. And then it's going to be in amphitheaters and theaters across the country through June, July, and August. Lucinda Williams is hitting the road in the wake of a recent recording, Sweet Old World. So I'm trying to figure out who she is. I don't know. I know who Dwight Yoakam is, but I don't know. Are these people sort of connected country-wise?
She's like country folk rock, I would describe her as, right? She's kind of the female version of Dwight Yoakam. So it's a really good it's a really good pairing with them. Yeah. She was buddies with Tom Petty. She was kind of a female Tom Petty a little bit too. So they toured together. She's not my cup of tea, but she's been around. She's very popular.
Yeah, she's 65, so she's not a spring chicken.
She is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, she has been around. So apparently, there also is some new stuff for Yoakam, who is going to launch his own Dwight Yoakam and the Bakersfield Beat radio, not station, but, you know, they have a channel on Sirius XM. So is this going to be a permanent thing? Anybody know? Because sometimes they create a channel that, you know, was in and out for a while, depending on what's going on. But I'm surprised that he would be able to. There's enough material for him. They can make a whole channel out of it.
Well, he'll program it.
Yeah. So it'd be sort of his picks, maybe.
Right. His stuff along with other with the stuff he likes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
The hour now, 26 for the new hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Story of a man who went to the movies and died. This is not exactly. I'm trying to visualize this in my head. You've seen perhaps the story about this fellow who got his head stuck in a reclining seat in the movies and
what?
He got hurt so badly that he died.
Oh my God.
All right.
I saw the headline on this. What happened to him? How does that
apparently
even work?
The seat clamped down on his head.
But what was his head doing where his rear end should have been? I mean, unless he had his head up there, which is possible if it was a man.
Yes, it is. Oh, ding da da ding da ding.
Well, have you
they
ever
are
been
electric
to the,
seats.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever been to one of the new movie theaters where
right.
they've got, like, the recliners?
Yeah, of course. Yep. But you just push them back, though.
Yeah.
They're
well,
not, like,
I think
buttons.
He dropped some. Well, ours are buttoned. The ones that are in the theaters near me, they're electronic, so I don't think you can just push them down.
Oh.
And so I think he dropped something on the floor, leaned down to get it, and his head got caught between the two seats. Which sounds hilarious, but is actually
sounds
terrifying.
Awful.
Yeah, but that's he was looking for his phone. The leg rest was in an upright position.
Oh, that's what
happened.
As
he stuck his head underneath to have a look, the footrest clamped down onto his head.
Oh, okay.
And he was stuck. The staff tried to free him, but they couldn't. The chair leg rest was broken free, and he got out. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he died.
Jeez. What was the cause of death, though?
Suffered cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he freaked so out. So it didn't, like, break his neck.
No, no.
Jeez.
But, you know, think about that in terms of...
I apologize for laughing. That's horrible.
This would never happen to me, ever, because I am so skeptical of what's on the floor at movie theaters that I would never... I just if I dropped my phone, I would just wait till the end of the movie, or I would just kiss it goodbye. Yeah. I would never be down trying to crawl on the floor. Ugh, gross.
Awful. All right, the focus on the protests this weekend, the announcement that the school in Parkland, Florida, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School, is implementing new safety measures, additional law enforcement, clearing backpacks so that you can see into them, metal detectors, all of this sort of thing. Now there are Florida Highway Patrol officers outside each entrance of the school, and other law enforcement officials are in the building. I can't help but think this is, unless they think there are a lot of nut birds in this student
Well, have you heard what's been going on there over the last week or two?
No. Well, I've heard, but I may be missing something.
Kids are bringing weapons to school. They're bringing knives and stuff to school, and so they want the clear backpacks because these kids are bringing stuff in. And
why? To protect themselves?
To protect themselves. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I understand where they might want to, because apparently another one of the deputies from Broward County Sheriff's Department was reassigned because the guy that was supposed to be protecting the school campus was seen taking a nap in his car outside during the day, and that I don't know how in the heck you think it's appropriate to take a nap a month, I guess, to be fair, after a huge school shooting.
Yeah.
Ugh, but he was napping. So maybe they feel like they have to carry weapons to school. Who knows?
I don't know that the clear backpack, I don't like that part of it. That's the sticking point for me on all this. They're going to install metal detectors, which I'm totally in favor for. I've been saying that from the beginning. I'm in New York City. These shootings do not exist. All the schools have metal detectors. It gives the kids peace of mind. And once they're through the metal detectors, they're not looking over their shoulder and wondering who has a gun. And there are so many kids right now across the country who have anxiety about going to school because of their own safety. So I'm totally in favor of that. But the clear backpack thing, what's the point of that if you've already gone through the metal detector? I feel like that's just a way to invade everyone's privacy, especially if you're a girl, you're carrying tampons around or whatever. I just think that there's so many things that are wrong with that. I'm not down with that part of it at all.
Well, it's a tough time to be a child. I wonder about what goes on. I tell you, I went into the school where Miles is in preschool, a school that's run by UCLA, where both his mother and father are professors, and Megan and I went to pick him up last night. And to the security to get in there, every parent has a key card. If the door is locked, you have to use not only a key card, but you have to have everybody's got an individual number to punch in to the key code. So you activate the key code with your card, and then you put a number in order for the door to open, and there's literally no talking to anybody inside. The doors are very large and very strong. And the building itself is surrounded by a tall steel fence. You can see the youngsters playing in the yard from outside, but you can't get in. And this is preschool. So you ratchet it up to elementary school and middle school. And I mean, maybe they'll feel like it's normal because they've grown up in this circumstance. I'm sure Miles doesn't pay any attention to it. And I don't know that I think I was a little taken back because I get there a little early. And so Megan hadn't gotten there yet to pick him up. And so I'm standing in the parking lot, kind of walking around, just looking. And so, you know, Megan comes in and she looks at me. They do look like some old dude who's casing the place. And, you know, she was laughing about it, but I could see where, you know, and this, nobody trusts anybody anymore. We're suspicious of everything and everybody.
We have to be.
Is that part of what it's like to live what supposedly is a normal life? Is there anything that's normal anymore? What, this is the new normal. Isn't that what they call it? The new normal. This is the new normal.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, Jennifer, I saw this and I sort of thought about you as we talk about all these crazy things that are going on. Did you see the footage that was released from the Mandalay Bay Hotel? Finally.
Did you see that? I went nuts over it. Yeah. Watched that too. Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us why you went nuts.
Well, because there's been no information being given about this Las Vegas shooting. We've received very little information. There's been no transparency. It feels like an effort to cover it up. And then, lo and behold, months after the shooting, MGM goes, oh, yeah, well, there was some surveillance footage that we had, and we've edited out some of the parts that we probably wanted to see, right? But they say it's still part of the investigation. But finally, they released some of it almost 6 months after the event. And you see this guy carrying boxes. He had someone helping him. He had a luggage cart and somebody from the hotel helping him push suitcases full of ammunition and guns up to his hotel room.
They didn't know it was ammunition and guns.
Well, they didn't, but it seems awfully weird if they say they did, that he's a known gambler and that he stays in the casino all the time and people knew who he was. No one, does he always carry 20 bags around with him? Nobody thought that was odd.
Yeah, and you see him tipping the guy too, the bellhop. Can you imagine what that guy is living with, knowing that he helped bring the ammunitions up to the room?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I still think something else is going on here. There are so many conspiracy theories, and mostly the conspiracy theories exist because there's been such a shutdown on information. And I know that that's because the MGM has done a lot to control the flow of what we know, because this is a huge liability for them. Not only are they being sued by all the victims, but they can lose a lot of business if people feel like they somehow failed with security.
Yeah,
right.
Right. This is a bad way. This is bad for them. Really bad for them.
And so I'm sure that's part of the shutdown effort in this information, because they're like the big player in town and they can put a lot of pressure on people. But there are all sorts of stories, like that this guy worked for the CIA, that he was running drugs, running guns. Who knows? It just seems awfully odd that a guy who lives in like a middle class neighborhood in Mesquite, Nevada, was a guy that could afford to gamble millions of dollars away on the weekends. It's just, it's bizarre.
But then how did he have, he had, what, $100,000 in cash that he wired to that girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Where'd all that money come from? What did he do for a living?
Right.
That's a lot of money. I don't have $100,000 in my bank.
Right. I couldn't wire that to somebody.
I don't even have 10% of $100,000 in my bank.
Join that crowd. Let me just go backwards for a second, because I meant to bring this up when we were talking about what's going on in the schools. There was a survey done a week or so ago by the National Teachers Association, and they asked the question about whether teachers want to carry guns in school. And according to the results that I saw here, 7% say that they would be comfortable carrying guns in school. More than a third of the teachers surveyed said they want tougher gun control legislation. 20% favor an assault weapons ban. 10% want background checks for potential gun owners. Preventative measures against school shootings and other things that have been on. It gets put from Sandy Hook on. They were front burner items, and then they go to the back burner. And then they come back to the front burner. The latest situation, you know, brings it back around to the conversation. I don't know that I am comfortable. I think if a teacher wants to have a gun and is qualified to have a gun, maybe that's one thing, but it does
that's
bother me that there could
proposed.
Be. I know, where is the gun? Is it a carry
it's a
gun?
Concealed
is it in the
carry.
Desk?
It,
is it, where is
no,
it?
No, it's a concealed carry. It's how people that are next to you at the mall carry their gun, or the air marshals carry their guns when they get on the plane with you. And
do you ever think of that when you're in a public, Jennifer, does somebody next to me have a gun? I never think
and
about
I'm
that,
glad.
Actually. Yeah, well, but I understand that, but I'm just curious as to whether any or all of us think, I don't ever think about it. Is there somebody next to me that has a gun? I just don't
with the amount that you travel, it surprises me that you don't think about that more, because it's really what they're proposing in schools is really similar to the Air Marshal program, and that is the person is not going to be identified. Even other teachers at the school wouldn't really know. They might get a little extra money in their paycheck, and if they want to carry, you know, and they can still carry on campus. Mm-hmm. Big deal. I don't understand how that hurts anybody. Now, there are some weird ideas being floated out there, and I understand why people are outraged, like having gun safes in every classroom or something. I think that's asking for trouble. But if you have someone who's responsibly knows how to conceal carry, let them do it. I don't understand why that's a big deal.
Well, some parents maybe don't want a gun around their child every day, you know,
well,
even if it's a
parent. They're not going to know.
If you don't know.
I don't think that's going to, there's no way I can see that just being the end of that sentence. There are parents are going to have they have rights to know if there's a gun in the classroom with their child. So that would go all the way to the Supreme Court.
I mean, this is what I would challenge, is that the only reason that we're having this conversation is that concealed carry is legal in most states. So you could be at the mall, you could be in a restaurant, and you're sitting next to someone who's got a concealed carry permit and has a gun on their person. The only reason why this is even a conversation is that a lot of schools have just promoted, this isn't even a law, they've just promoted that they're gun-free zones. They want to have a gun-free campus. And so that's why people who would be concealed carry would not be allowed to carry in that particular school, because that's the right of the school to decide that. So all that's being at stake here is being asked is that we stop saying gun-free zones at schools. Stop using that as a promotional tool. You've got metal detectors up. You've got maybe a teacher or two armed on campus. And that's really where the story sort of ends. I think
so metal detectors are fine, and why I don't understand why the teachers have to be involved in this. I really don't. Why can't we just have, if the metal detectors are there at all of the, you know, the door openings and an armed guard, why isn't that enough?
All right, let's continue this with a different slant just for a minute here. The folks at Citigroup, have you seen this? Setting up restrictions on the sale of firearms by its business customers. So what they're doing is telling people who are borrowing money or they use credit cards, you cannot use your credit card to buy a firearm. You cannot use a credit card to buy any, you can't use any of their banking services or raise capital.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but this sounds unconstitutional.
It does.
Is.
Well, you don't have to do business at the bank. Go some other.
Yeah,
some
actually,
other bank.
I can't believe we'll actually disagree on this, Victoria, but it's actually their right to decide who they want to do business with. Now, that means I would tear up all my Citibank cards, my Citigroup cards. Yeah. Forget that. I don't want them telling me what I can buy.
Yeah, I just don't understand how legally they can say you can use your card everywhere else except at a gun store.
Private business.
I don't know. It really is. It's pretty amazing. But this is.
I don't, I'm anti-gun, but I still, on the side, I think that could be easily challenged.
Yeah. All right. Pretty interesting. It's like the Wild West here all over again. Let's talk about something that is pleasant, something that will help you. If you're wondering how it is that you can get a whiter smile, your teeth have stains because of what you drink or what you eat or what you smoke, and you've tried three or four different ways, like those whitening strips, and you still can't get your teeth to look the way you want them to look, your friend Doug Steffen has the answer. It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes, and there's nothing messy about it. You snap open the little tube, you swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see those coffee stains, the tea stains, smoking stains starting to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on not only your natural teeth, but also if you've got caps and veneers, use it there too. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. What a great professional way to clean up your teeth. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price of the Power Swabs. 800-208-1797 for the whitest teeth possible.
Are you you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's now 53 after the hour here on the DJB Show. Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, who is our auto expert, and conveniently he has a website called ourautoexpert.com, so he's here to discuss all things about your car. I noticed that there was a the whole focus on the mix being developed by the car manufacturers, Nick. The mobility revolution, we've heard this week a lot about the car that ran over that woman that was self-driving, whether we're going to be humans operating our cars or whether they're going to be run by machines. And then there's the debate about gasoline-powered engines, diesel engines, electric powertrains, that sort of stuff. Whether you're going to own your car or you're just going to rent a car from Zip or whoever the mobility service is. So it's really kind of a time for technology and business here together to try to figure out what's going on. Do you ever feel uncomfortable about the future of the automotive industry?
Every day. I think everybody else does as well, and that's part of my job, is to sort of explain it to everybody. It's going to be a very confusing future. I think Mary Barra, who's the head of General Motors, said that we have come further in the last 5 years than we did in the last 100 years of car development.
It's almost too fast, don't you think, Nick? Too fast?
Yes,
Absolutely, Doug. And the older you get, the faster it seems to go, right?
When you look at that Uber thing in Tempe, Arizona, you look at that and you think, okay, this isn't ready for prime time by any stretch of the imagination, yet we're sort of being victimized. That poor woman on that bicycle, if you saw the video of her being hit, and then the video of the guy who's in the car paying no attention, and, you know, you can understand, you're not supposed to pay attention if it's self-driving, but it really was sobering, I thought. Did you see that video?
Yeah, so what it's done is it's put us back a long way in how comfortable we feel with those cars. And now they've got a big PR job to do. If you want to try and sell a self-driving car to somebody, you now have to get those images out of somebody's head and tell them it's completely, it's not going to happen at all.
So you think this will slow down that movement anyway? Will this change that part of the movement?
I don't think it'll slow down technology. It'll go ahead the same way as it's been going, in a sense, too. There might be some new rules. There might be some new difficulties that we have to get in, you know, the manufacturers have to get involved in before they can get things approved. And there might be less places in the world that are willing to test self-driving cars. But, you know, this is clearly a way for people to go ahead and for car companies to go ahead. There's good reasons for them to go to self-driving cars. So that's important. But the question is now, will people want to ever get in one? And even if they make it, will people come? That's the difficulty. I think they will eventually. If you think about things like the railroads and things that were pioneering in the United States, you know, hundreds of years ago, a lot of people died making those, a lot more than should die, making the self-driving car. It's going to be, you know, every death is going to be a tragedy for the self-driving car, but at the same time, it's not going to stop anything. What's going to happen is we've just got to be able to assure the public that these things are safe. And I think a lot of people don't believe that today.
I don't. I don't want anything to do with them. I wouldn't. And is this the sort of thing you can mandate? Can the government say you must not drive your car? All cars after this date will be self-driving and you won't have any say in it. I don't want to live in a place like that.
No, I don't think that'll happen, but I think what will happen is you'll start to see self-driving highways come in. So a particular highway where you live might have a lane that's only for self-driving cars, which actually makes a lot more sense because then, you know, you and I can get our car, personal car, on the road and not have to worry about a machine-driven car.
Right.
So it'll become more like a separate driving lane at first, and then those driving lanes will probably increase the more self-driving cars are on the road. But
well, that's okay for a big super highway like the HOV lanes, but when you drive on I live on an old back country road that's barely 16 feet wide, you know, what happens there?
Well, the positive thing is that self-driving cars do a lot better just on highways and just on very big straight roads. The harder for them to operate, it is on those little country roads, on those little roads between back towns or up the coast or something like that. So the likelihood of that happening is going to be less. We'll have them a lot on self-driving big highways way before we'll ever see them on little roads by the side. So
but what happens when you get off the highway? You have to park the car and walk? That's the conundrum.
So you won't start to see individuals using these cars, first of all. You'll start to see people like Walmart using them, where you'll see 100 or 200 trucks going up the highway. So it'll be different. You won't drive it yourself.
Nick Miles, our auto expert.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.